BBC News with Jonathan Izard. President Trump has condemned the US media and called for greater civility in politics after explosive devices were sent to leading Democrats and CNN. He told an election rally that news outlets must stop what he called their endless hostility. But the most senior Democrats in Congress accused the president himself of condoning violence and promoting divisions. Stock markets in Asia have fallen sharply following similar losses on Wall Street. In Japan, the Nikkei index ended down 3.7%, its lowest closing level since March. In Europe, markets also fell when they opened, but not as severely. The sell-off on Wall Street on Wednesday wiped out all the gains made this year. Malaysia's former Prime Minister Najib Razak has appeared in court to face corruption charges involving more than $1.5 billion of public funds. The latest charges, which allege criminal breach of trust, are in addition to dozens of others filed last month. Engineers from North and South Korea removing landmines from the heavily fortified border have discovered the remains of two soldiers killed during the war between the countries more than six decades ago. About 10,000 South Korean troops are thought to have been killed in the area. Official figures from the Mexican government suggest there are more than 3,500 migrants in the group heading towards the US border. Human rights groups and journalists travelling alongside the migrants believe the real number is about twice the government's estimate. The strongest typhoon on record to hit the northern Mariana Islands in the Pacific is now moving away. Typhoon Yutu battered the American islands of Saipan and Tinian with winds of up to 350 kilometres an hour. Reports are emerging of severe damage to buildings on the islands, including Saipan's international airport. University students in South Africa say they've created new environmentally friendly bricks using human urine. The students from Cape Town combined urine collected from men's toilets with sand and bacteria in a process that allows the bricks to solidify naturally. BBC News.